Today, I'm talking about my three reasons why flea markets, yard sales, garage sales, church sales, thrift stores, and estate sales are a teacher's best friend. Check it out.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Three reasons why flea markets, garage sales, church sales, yard sales, thrift stores, and estate sales are a teacher's best friend. You know, if you're an educator, you need to make flea markets, yard sales, thrift stores, estate sales, garage sales, church sales, you know, whatever else exists, a habit. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked. I got three reasons why. Number one, the stuff you can pick up that's all about organization. Number two, there's all kinds of cool teaching stuff. And number three, sometimes there's just really cool stuff. You like the way I use the word stuff in all those words, in all those, each of those? Yeah, that's like one of my favorite words. Can you tell? But, you know, that's just, you don't need fancy words. The word stuff just comes to just works really great here. So the three reasons are, number one, you're going to find all kinds of stuff. And number one, you're going to find organizational stuff. Number two, you're going to find teaching stuff. And number three, you're going to find cool stuff. So let's talk about what I mean by this. And, you know, we all know that as a teacher, as an educator in a school building, you're going to need to spend your own money. It's just the way it is, because some things you're going to be able to get your principal to buy you. Some things you can get the PTA to buy you. Sometimes you can get vendors and you can get local businesses to buy you. And sometimes you can get parents to donate. Yes. But sometimes you just got to spend your own money. And that's the way it works. So let's talk about that, because, you know, if you haven't done this, and by the way, I love going to all these things. I love spending time and figuring out what I might be able to put to use in my school or in my classroom. So let's talk about this just a little bit. When you go to these places like garage sales and estate sales and thrift stores, one of the things that you should be doing is looking for organizational stuff. You know, the things that'll make you better at collecting papers, handing back papers, you know, the stuff that'll make you, you know, handle their papers better, or, you know, just be able to organize the things you have in your class. You know, one of my favorites, you know, you might remember that one of my favorite TV shows from the past was, you know, the Batman show. Well, everything on Batman from the 60s was, you know, they had all this stuff labeled: bat signal, you know, bat computer, bat spray, bat this, bat that. Yeah, the bat telephone. I mean, it's all labeled, right? Well, you know, in our classroom, sometimes we need to do that to put things together. Depending on the age kid we're working on means the more that you might use labels like that. But the better organized we are, the better we're going to be at working with the kids. And so when we go to these places like flea markets and yard sales and thrift stores and estate sales, you know, one of the things that you want to do is you want to look for these types of things. So here we go. So if my number one reason why you need to make them a habit is organizational stuff that you might find, let's talk about what it is that you're looking for. Well, we all need folders, right? Now, first of all, folders are, you know, you can put kids' papers in them. You can help, you know, keep papers from meetings that you've gone to and so forth. And by the way, I'm not talking about file folders, because that's number two on my list. Is I've got 10 things that you should look for on organization. The number one are folders. You know, those types of things that have pockets in them, or some don't have pockets, they have clips, but you can actually put papers into and be able to keep them where you can find them. Right, so folders. Number two is file folders. Now we got for our file cabinets, because that way we're not spending our own, you know, we're not spending lots of time and effort on going out and buying brand new ones. You don't need them. You can go find used ones. And sometimes at garage sales and estate sales, you're going to find boxes of them that have never been opened or never been used. And so they are brand new. All right, so if under organization I have folders and file folders, how about notebooks? Oh my gosh, we can always use notebooks. Matter of fact, you might go out there and find enough for every kid in your classes so that then you don't even have to worry about them getting the right size notebook. Or maybe you've got some sort of a lab project they're going to do and you can get, you know, start the activity by giving them a notebook that has each of the papers in it. You know, there's any number of things that we can use notebooks for. So you want to look for that. So how about besides folders, file folders, notebooks, how about we also look for cabinets? You know, cabinets that we could use for storage in our classroom. Oh my goodness, there's all kinds of cabinets that you might find. There's, you know, some of them are like file cabinets. Some of them have doors that hinge. You know, there's just different types of cabinets that can help us be better at, you know, putting stuff away and being more organized. You know, that's, you know, and you often can find such incredible prices. So if we have folders, file folders, notebooks that we're looking for, and cabinets for storage, how about storage bins? You know, take a look. I'll bet you have a colleague in your building who's very good at putting these little storage bins to good use. Sometimes they're even color-coded. You know, and right now there's very popular neon colors that you can find. But they don't have to be that. They can be the old standard colors of black or white or gray or, you know, or brown or tan. Just whatever. It's amazing how many of these garage sales and estate sales you're going to be able to find these storage bins. So along with folders, file folders, notebooks, cabinets for storage, and storage bins, my number six item on my organizational stuff list is bookcases. We always need places to put our books. Yes, we do. And sometimes these are for textbooks, and sometimes it's for, you know, reading collections that we have in our classrooms. Just any number of things that you're going to get. And you'd be surprised how many times people just get tired of these books. You know, they get tired of these bookcases that they have, and so they put some pretty good prices on their bookcases. So then after bookcases, how about stickers and labels? Oh my goodness, stickers and labels always come, you know, into use, whether it's you're organizing your stuff or whether it's that you're just doing using the stickers to help you know when something came in or when it goes out or which file it goes into. But stickers can help you be so organized, especially if you get, you know, different colors. You know, the red means this and the green means that and yellow means that. Anyway, how about a labeling machine? Speaking of stickers, you know, with a labeling machine, you can actually then, you know, type out what you want, print it, and stick it to the folder or stick it to the notebook. Yeah, or even put it on the storage bin that you've purchased. See what I'm talking about? You can find this stuff at garage sales and yard sales and thrift stores and estate sales. You're going to be able to find them. Well, right now I'm at number eight, so that means number nine, how about magazine holders? Do you have some magazines that you just don't want to let go of because they're probably going to be helpful for some class in the future? Well, do you? I don't know about you, but I am a pack rat, and I always would keep stuff like that. Well, the nice thing is if you have a shelf and you can put it on the shelf in an organized fashion, it's going to be so out of your way. Well, lots of times you'll find these magazine holders at these types of places, because people just don't need them anymore. Great find when you get them. Well, my number 10 organizational stuff that you could find at flea markets and so forth are boxes, you know, and jars. Jars and boxes, things that you could put everything from erasers to paper clips, things like that. You know, it's just, you just never know when you're going to need jars and boxes. And if you put them on your shelves, then it helps you keep your stuff organized. And then once again, that labeler comes into action there, where you can put the label on the outside just to say what it is. You know, every teacher needs safety pins, because from time to time, you're going to have that kid come whose drawers are falling down or a button pops off or something like that. And if you have on, I know I have them up here someplace. Aha, there's my jar of safety pins. See what I'm talking about? All right, so my number one reason why you need to make flea markets, garage sales, church sales, yard sales, thrift stores, and estate sales a habit is for organizational stuff. Well, my second one is just teaching stuff. So here we go. Think about this. When you go to these places, a lot of times you're going to find markers. Now, sometimes these are these are just the regular old type of stink up the world marker that are permanent. And sometimes they're the Crayola type markers that, and by the way, Crayola did not pay for that placement there. But they're the type of marker that you can actually wash out if it gets on clothing or gets all over your hands and stuff like this. But markers, look for them. And usually you're going to find them cheap because when people put them for sale, it's because they got a drawer full of these things and they just want to get rid of them. So markers, cool teaching stuff. Number two, how about whiteboard markers and erasers and cleaner? Because a lot of times businesses will have this type of stuff and you know, when they close or when they, you know, move up to a bigger board and stuff like this, they're more than willing to, you know, to just sell them at a garage sale. So whiteboard markers, erasers, and cleaner. Well, how about number three in my teaching stuff that you can find at garage sales and flea markets and estate sales is, or are yardsticks and meter sticks, rulers. We always need stuff like that. We always need yardsticks, meter sticks, and rulers. And sometimes little 6-inch rulers too. And, you know, I wouldn't get anything that had the names of, you know, an inappropriate business on it that for a school, but most times they're insurance companies or they're construction companies or, you know, real estate companies, stuff like this, have purchased these things. And a lot of times people will just have oodles of this when they're, you know, when they're having these garage sales because their business got them all made up and they didn't give them all away. So there you go. Hey, so now we've, some cool teaching stuff that you can look for are markers, whiteboard markers, erasers and cleaner, yardsticks, meter sticks, rulers, 6-inch rulers. Yeah. Well, how about crayons? Yeah. People are always trying to clean out their crayon drawer or their crayon boxes, or they just have boxes upon boxes. And sometimes there are even crayons that have never been opened. Hey, I don't care if you're a high school teacher, a kindergarten teacher, or all in between. We all can have crayons and use them. And getting them for pretty cheap is a good thing. How about glue? You know, Elmer's did not pay me for this, but we all could use that white glue. And there's all kinds of different brands of it out there. But the point is that a lot of times, once again, you're going to find it because the kids are growing up. They're getting rid of it. They realize they got all this stuff there. They got all this glue, and you can get a pretty good price on it. How about if we've looked for markers and then the whiteboard accessories like whiteboard markers, erasers, and cleaners, and we've looked for yardsticks, meter sticks, and even 6-inch rulers and the 12-inch rulers. We're getting crayons and glue. How about paper? Oh, yeah. A lot of times you can find paper, the construction type or writing type, or even just the chart paper that you put on, you know, that we're going to use to make anchor charts and stuff like that. We put it on our wall. Good stuff. All right. Well, how about pencils and pens? Oh my goodness, why are you spending all this time going out and buying expensive stuff when you could go to these places and a lot of times you're going to find people who have boxes of them that they just sometimes might even just give you. Hey, buy that ugly old lamp over there and I'll give you 5,000 pencils I can't get rid of. Yeah, you never know. Well, if we're looking for pencils and pens, how about easels? Sometimes, and I've found some pretty good easels for $5 and down. I use easels all the time, and I love it because a lot of times what happens is that people have had them over the years. They've used them in businesses. They've used them for art. They've used them for whatever, and now they don't do them. They don't use them anymore, and so they're more than willing to get rid of them because they take up space. Yeah, check them out, but make sure they stand. Also, if we're, you know, we're on number 8, which are my easels. Well, number 9 is something like paper cutters. You know, they have the little choppy thing on them. You can't see me, but I was making this motion as if I was chopping paper. Chop, chop, chop. But the paper cutters are awesome. And there's some really cool ones that you can find that, you know, people buy these things because they were into scrapbooking and stuff like this. And sometimes they have them just for their business. But you know, after a while, they just don't have any uses for them anymore. Or they get something new, or they just decide, I really don't need this. Because, you know, besides a little choppy arm, there's others that have just a little, you slide the paper in and then you slide the metal or hard plastic down and it cuts it without having to worry about chopping off your fingers. So a paper cutter. Well, number 10 in my list of teaching stuff that you can find at flea markets and garage sales and church sales and yard sales and thrift stores and estate sales. Like that, say that 3 times fast. How about paper plates and plastic utensils? We're always needing those in a classroom, especially if you use paints, man. That always comes in handy because you use the utensils for stirring and you can use the paper plates for mixing or putting the paint on. You know, that's and by the way, you can always use them just for eating off, you know, eating the kids eating, you know, snacks and stuff like off the paper plate or whatever. But we always need paper plates and plastic utensils. So think about all that good teaching stuff there you might find. Well, I told you that I have three reasons why flea markets and yard sales and thrift stores and estate sales should be a teacher's best friend and that you should make them have it. Well, my third one is sometimes there's just cool stuff at these places. I kid you not, just cool stuff. Like, for example, how about foot lockers? Now, what a cool way to put stuff for class, especially stuff that you might use. If you have foot lockers and just get them, a couple of them cheap. Now, you don't have to buy the antique ones. That's not what I'm talking about. You buy a foot locker, though, that you could keep stuff in that you're going to use during classes. So then you're, you know, it's like you're a kid's television show with a big dinosaur or whatever. And, you know, and you have this magic box over here. I'll talk about helping getting the kids engaged. If you go to reach into the magic locker, foot locker box, you know, and by the way, high school kids love that too, whether they'll admit it to you or not. Anyway, so how about just cool stuff like foot lockers? Well, number two, how about material? You know, material that you could create costumes out of? Yeah, or how about you could create drapes using the material? I mean, just any number of things that you could make out of material. Now, that would be cool. And a lot of times, you know, people who are very focused on making things, a lot of times they'll have lots of scrap material and they just clean out their closets once in a while to get rid of some of that stuff. That's what you're looking for, because then you can get some great deals on it. That's, you know, it's, if you're a teacher and you have a costume closet, you really want to look for material and stuff like this. Even if you don't sew or whatever, you might be able to find that friend who can and make you something like, I mean, I had a colleague make me a couple of capes one time. I have a Robin Hood cape. I have a kind of like a Three Musketeers cape. I have a couple different capes. You know, it's, you know, I have a hooded cape that kind of like a, you know, sort of vampire thingy going here. And it's, you know, it's just never know what type of material you can find. I found a really cool fake fur material that, I mean, I got for the person just wanted to get rid of it. And I literally got it for $1 for this huge chunk of it. And I had a teacher in the school. She got a kid who was looking for a project in her class where they were learning sewing techniques and stuff like this. She put the kid on my project, and what I had them make was kind of a 60s sort of throwback fur, you know, hippie vest thing out of this fake fur, which was really cool. Anyway, I digress. But you just, you know, what cool stuff you could do. And, you know, getting stuff like material where, you know, you could use it to make black curtains to go over your curtains to help make your classroom more dark if it's not dark enough in there. You know, it's any number of things. We actually built puppet stages in my classes, and I found some cool purple material one time that someone was getting rid of, purple shiny material, and one of the parents turned it into small drapes for me to go over the opening of the puppet stage. Cool stuff. Well, how about if we're talking about some cool stuff like foot lockers and material that you can use to create drapes and costumes, how about lights? You know, different types of lights that you could use to light your classroom a little bit differently, whether it's because you're doing role plays or, you know, you're doing plays inside your classroom, or maybe because you're going to be making videos for YouTube and so you need lights to light it up. And so you have some garage lights that you might purchase, and these different work lamps and stuff like this that you get some good deals on. How about artifacts? Yeah, real to goodness artifacts. Things like stuff from history and science and math and English. I mean, think about some cool old magazines from the 40s, 30s, and 40s, and you could take a look at the artwork and the ads and stuff like this, or actual, you know, articles about, you know, where science was at the time, or, you know, just something big, in, you know, some historical artifact. Well, how about in science? Just, you know, any number of things that might be something really cool that the kids could put their hands on and touch and go, ooh, check this out, this is neat. You know, in math and English, the same sort of thing. Looking for those artifacts that fit with our content. You never know what you're going to find at garage sales. One of my favorite all-time favorite finds, and I kid you not when I tell you this, is that I had chainmail. Now, I didn't find it. a friend of mine found it, and she knew that me being a history teacher, I'd love stuff like that. But someone had made chainmail, you know, like the Knights wore, and it was a big chainmail shirt with the hood, and it was so cool. It's just all these little aluminum rings of chainmail. So, you know, what a cool thing when we were talking about the European knights. Neat stuff. Never know what you're going to find. So if number one is footlockers, number two is material, so you can create drapes and costumes, and number three is lights, number four, artifacts, number five, how about microphones and recording equipment, stuff that you could use to make classroom podcasts or music shows or whatever it is you're looking for to help you with your own classroom YouTube channel. You can get stuff like this. You never know, because people just, they get rid of their stuff. They bought all this stuff, became a part-time musician, became a semi-professional musician, became a professional musician, and then retired or got tired of it or whatever, or decided they needed the money more than they needed the equipment anymore. Or sometimes just because they upgraded their equipment from the cheap stuff to the good stuff, or they went from the good stuff to the best stuff, you know, that type of thing. But microphones and recording equipment, talk about cool stuff you can find. One of the microphones that I use and one of the stands that I use, I got them at a flea market. How about sports equipment? You know, you don't have to be a PE teacher to need sports equipment. In elementary school, if you're in a school where you still have break or recess, you know, use it for then. But sometimes it comes in handy just for all kinds of things, depending on what you're looking for. So, you know, sports equipment is out there, and lots of times you can just get some cool deals. Well, how about tools? We always need tools, whether it's stuff like hammers, paintbrushes, or screwdrivers, or hex wrenches, you know, you name it. We need tools. We have, we can put them to use, right? Well, if we go from sports equipment to tools, number eight are posters. That's right. Sometimes people get rid of these cool posters that you could put in your rooms, hang up, and you know, have everything to do with. They may be artifacts themselves, or you know, they may just be something really cool that goes with your content because they're from that area. Maybe, you know, you never know. Engineers getting rid of stuff that, mechanics getting rid of stuff, or you know, just any number of things that you might find that you could put on your walls. How about number nine, flags? Sometimes people get rid of flags. Yeah, all kinds of flags, and you could put them up as decoration or to help you with whatever content you're teaching, that type of thing. And then number 10, wood and paint. Remember what I told you before about us building a puppet stage? Well, I'm not kidding. We created our own puppet theater, and all of it came from parents and the kids, you know, finding stuff in their garages and in their sheds and out in their backyard that they didn't need anymore. And parents, believe me, are ready to give up paint because they have plenty of extra cans of it. And so every year we would revisit the puppet stage because I would teach using it again, and I would let the kids come in after school and paint it whatever colors we got. That was one funny looking puppet stage as far as colors were concerned, but it worked. So, you know, one of the reasons why, or not one of the reasons, but you should make flea markets, garage sales, church sales, yard sales, thrift stores, and estate sales your best friend. You should make them a habit, because you can get some cool stuff. We're all going to end up spending money to help make the kids' experience in our classrooms that much better. So why not try and get the best deal ever and spend time at flea markets and yard sales, thrift stores, and estate sales? Because you're going to find organizational stuff, teaching stuff, and just some cool stuff. I hope you'll make plans for this next weekend. Today, you can find, you know, people list online all over the place. And you can find out where you need to go to get the best deals. And go have fun. Enjoy. And enjoy looking. Happy treasure hunting.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.